4 extraordinary days for the UK's ambassador to the US. Sir Kim Darroch resigned from his post today. But the story started Sunday when a memo Darroch wrote with a scathing assessment of the Trump administration was leaked. Then President Trump said he'd have nothing more to do with him, tweeting that Ambassador Darroch is, quote, a very stupid guy and a pompous fool. But believe it or not, that was not the final straw that pushed the diplomat to resign. This was.
Just tell us the answer. Okay, go on, Boris.
Well, how long would you keep him?
So would you like to keep him beyond Christmas when he normally retires?
Well, he's a debate last night between the two men vying to become the next British Prime Minister. One, the former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. The other, the current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
So you're going to keep him into... Well, you wouldn't keep him beyond... You wouldn't extend his term out of sympathy.
I will keep him until he's due to retire. Okay. And I think we'd like to know if you would.
Well, I'm not going to be so presumptuous.
Bottom line, Hunt stood by Ambassador Darroch. Johnson refused to. And with Johnson the favourite in the race, Darroch felt he had to quit. Much to the regret of his current boss, Prime Minister Theresa May.
The whole cabinet rightly gave its full support to Sir Kim on Tuesday. Sir Kim has given... Sir Kim has given a lifetime of service to the United Kingdom, and we owe him an enormous debt of gratitude. Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice.
Earlier today, I spoke with David Miliband about all this. He served as the UK's top diplomat and worked with Darroch.
I think it is sad, that very sad, that Anglo-American relations should have been reduced to this, that a public servant should have been vilified and then not supported. And what it speaks to about the age of diplomacy is the danger that everything gets politicized and everything then gets polarized.
We'll hear more from David Miliband later in the show about his current work as head of the International Rescue Committee. Right now, though, we stay on Ambassador Darroch's resignation. What happens when a diplomat's full and frank advice is scathing, as Ambassador Darroch's was about the Trump administration, and then it gets leaked? Ambassador Nicholas Burns teaches the practice of diplomacy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Nick, what did Kim Darroch do wrong?
He didn't do anything wrong. He did exactly what diplomats do, including our own diplomats, including me in a previous life as ambassador. You have to tell the truth to your own government about what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're sensing, about the place you're in. And you do that usually by confidential or secret cables so that the audience is limited. And someone in the British government leaked these cables to the Daily Mail to embarrass, I think, those who are opposing the Brexit agreement. And it did a tremendous disservice to Ambassador Darroch. I think he was also victimized, Marco, by President Trump. Now, it couldn't have been easy for Donald Trump to read what Ambassador Darroch said in this private channel to London. But the President of the United States then blackballed the ambassador, said he was not welcome in Washington, effectively made it impossible for him to do his job. And this is the ambassador of the United Kingdom, our closest friend along with Canada in the world. And I think the president, who is often so vain and so sensitive, should have put aside his hurt feelings and done the best thing for the country. He should have ignored it. He didn't have to be best friends with the ambassador, but you don't create a crisis with the British government at the same time. So I think there were two sins here, and poor Ambassador Darroch stuck in the middle, the victim.
Trump is also scathing about British Prime Minister Theresa May. How unusual is it for a head of state like Donald Trump to then publicly attack the ambassador and government of a friendly nation?
It is completely unprecedented in the American experience. I was trying to search my memory. Has there been a time when an American president, any previous occupant of the Oval Office, was this disrespectful to the British people and the British government, the British ambassador? And the answer is no. Now, I mean, I understand in human terms, if I were President Trump and I'd read what was said about him, you'd be furious. That would be the initial reaction. But you're the president. You've got to put aside your hurt feelings and vanity, and you've got to do the right thing for the United States, which is not to have a crisis with the British people and British government, especially at this sensitive time concerning Brexit.
Nicholas Burns, former ambassador and current professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.